Do you like it? Tell me what you think. Oh, I know you have a weakness for redheads, but this is business, not pleasure. It's for the job. For the security guard. I think she's perfect. Oh, you know me. I'm a perfectionist. She's innocent enough that the guard will want to protect her, but sultry enough that he'll dream of her. He'll want to get to know her, especially when she's crying. He'll want to be my hero. Because I'm a damsel in distress. I'm a damsel in this dress. It's demure, but very form-fitting. A hint of what's underneath. He won't be able to resist. Which is perfect. So, should I use her or should I come up with someone else? Oh, she's perfect. And yes, I knew you would say that. I love this. I love the control. I love you. Oh, what can I say? This sweet face has got me a little sentimental. I was thinking about how it used to be for me. The life I had before you. The lack of choice, the lack of control. As a changeling, I was used to it. I was used to being used. I was used to being kept. It was all I knew. I never saw my own reflection. I always saw someone else's. I always saw who I was told to be. And then you walked into my life and picked my pocket. And I let you. I still don't know why I did that. It was asking for trouble, asking for a beating, to be chained. But I did. I know there was a beating, but it wasn't me. Why did you follow me? You were curious. You should be careful. Curiosity will get you in trouble. Oh, you love trouble. Should I change my name to Trouble? Am I asking for you to say that you love me? Maybe. You make quite an impression. Very good fighter. Well, not good. A bad fighter, because you play dirty. You play filthily. And it was the most wonderful thing I had ever seen. Why did I go with you? I could have won. I could have changed my face and blended into the crowd. But I didn't. I went with you. A stranger. A stranger who I had just seen exert no small amount of violence. I had a feeling. I had an instinct. I had a want. I had a want. You were so in control. You wanted what was in my pocket, so you picked it. You wanted him on the floor, so you beat him. I never had control. But I wanted it. I never got to choose. I never got to see my own face in a mirror. Not before you. I didn't even think about it. I just dropped the illusion. I showed you my true self. That was stupid. Stupid and dangerous. You didn't know I was a changeling, not at first. You just thought I was a pretty girl in a bad situation, being forced to do things that she didn't want to do. Was it really that obvious? Because I like to think that I am good at what I do. But then I like to think that you see beyond the faces. And that is why I showed you my face. And I saw it reflected in the glass. Silver hair, pale skin, long, lithe limbs. And you didn't give a fuck. You ignored me, like some stray alley cat that just followed you home. Really? Really? Is that how you saw me? An alley cat? Ooh, a feral alley cat. Meow. Would you like me to be a bit feline? There you go. Aren't I pettable? Meow. Oh, I never used to enjoy it. I never used to enjoy being someone else. Because it was always someone else's idea. Someone else's mask that I had to wear. But choosing, refining it. I love it. I enjoy it. I love the faces. I love the bodies. I love creating a person. And I love you, my darling cat burglar. Meow. We're not good people. We do bad things. We lie, we cheat, we steal. And we do it because we want to. It's about control. You gave me control. And I could walk away. I could take my share of the money and I could just leave. But I don't want to. I want to stay. This is where I want to be. Choice and control. I love you. I love our life. I love that we are so good at it. So good that people don't realize they've been robbed. People don't realize what's happened. That is how good we are. Not bad for an alley cat. What? Oh. Black fur. Well, I don't know. Do I feel like having black fur? How about a tuxedo? Won't you come and pet your other cat? Oh, I'm afraid you don't have time. You have to case the office. Oh, I know, I'm so cruel. I'll make it up to you. Because I've been working on a little something. A redhead, but not quite so innocent. A little treat. Because I love you. I know I don't have to. I know that you like this. Love this more than anything I come up with. You love my silver hair, my pale skin. And that is why I do this. Why I create. Because I feel secure. And I like to surprise you. Because you are hard to surprise, because you are always 4 steps ahead. Fine, 10 steps ahead. Come here. Meow. Oh, actually, that feels nice. It's nice to be petted. I have to bear that in mind. Go on, off you go. Oh, yes, I am going to be like that. We have a schedule. When you get back, well, there'll be a nice little redhead waiting for you. With dinner. Okay, I'm not that bad a cook. I'm learning. I got a new cookbook. Delia Smith. Tonight, I'm going to master the omelette. How hard could it be? Wait, what? No. How hard could it be? Maybe if I shift into Delia, that will help? Yeah, that will definitely help. Choice and control. And learning how to cook. I might be a bad girl, but this is a good life. So, Delia,